and welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It's great to be back with you here once again on Holy Spirit Radio. We're going to talk about trusting in God even when it's not easy. Anybody been there? That's something we all struggle with. How do we trust in God when He doesn't seem to be answering us, when struggles come into our life? How do we continue to trust in Him? I am blessed to be joined in the studio today by my lovely wife, Eileen. Honey, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, I'm so excited to work with you because you and I, our debut working together was on EWTN on the Jim and Joy Pinto
wasn't
show.
That fun?
It was really fun. A few weeks ago, we spoke at Sacred Heart Parish in Riverton. We gave a talk at the Women's Communion Breakfast.
That was nice, too.
So we're going to talk together. I think Eileen has a lot to add. Together, we're going to try to help you to deal with the struggle that you face and how you can trust in God even when it's difficult. And again, my name is Gary Zimak. I'm a full-time Catholic speaker and author. I'm blessed to be able to come to this station once a month to record Following the Truth, a program dedicated to helping you grow closer to Jesus Christ and to deal with the problems that you face, that we all face. Christ is the answer. He's the answer to dealing with all of our problems. I want to let you know, too, that if you are a worrier, that's my specialty. I am blessed to be known as the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety. We've got a special event coming up next month at the Malvern Retreat House. It's the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. It takes place from August the 5th through the 7th. I'll be giving 5 talks. The talks are all new this year. We had a great time last year. We sold out the Family Life Center, so we're in the air-conditioned part, which is great for August. Great to be in the air conditioning for August. We'll have Eucharistic adoration. We'll have Mass. We'll have confession. We'll just grow closer to Christ and learn to move away from worry and move toward Him. And believe me, if I can do it, you can too. So that's the Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat coming up at the Malvern Retreat House, August 5th through the 7th. Now, for more information, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Why don't we begin with a prayer? Let's remember something. We are in the presence of our Heavenly Father. This is something we forget. You know, we panic. We look at the problems that face us. We don't need to do anything to get Him to pay attention to us. He's there. It's not like we have to call Him up on the cell phone. It's not like we have to send Him a text. He's there. He's right with us. But we forget. So let's remember that we're in the presence of our Father in heaven, who loves us unconditionally. And we turn to Him now in prayer to ask for our needs. Please join me in the name of the Father,
and
of the Son,
and
of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank You for giving us another day. Thank You for all the blessings that You continue to give to us. Thank You for the gift of creation. Thank You for the gift of nature. Thank You for sending Your Son, Jesus, to live among us, to suffer, to die, to rise from the dead, so that we may be able to one day live with You in heaven. Father, I ask You to help all those who are sick today, anybody struggling with anxiety, anyone struggling with doubt or despair. If somebody's battling an addiction, please help them. People struggling financially, dealing with religious persecution, maybe dealing with weather-related problems, whatever it may be, Father, I ask You to help them, grant them Your peace, and answer this intention in the best way possible. Father, I ask You to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. I ask You to take all of our own needs, whatever they may be, accept them, and answer them in the best way possible. I ask You to speak through me on this radio program, to allow me to get out of the way, to send Your Holy Spirit to speak through me so that Your message can be proclaimed. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lady Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
And good Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Well, honey, this is going to be fun today.
It's going to be fun.
We got some great music. We're going to share some music, share some Bible verses. And I want you to remember, no matter what you're facing, it's not hopeless. Sometimes it feels like it's hopeless, but it's not hopeless. The Lord is there for you. Sometimes He lets you go through things, but He has a master plan, and He knows the plan. Sometimes we panic because we don't know the plan, but He knows the plan. What I want to do now is go to a song. And Eileen, what do we have for our first song today?
Our first song is called Trust in You by Lauren Daigle.
You know why I like this song, hon? Because there are so many times, and you and I know this, that we ask for things, and God's not in a hurry to grant these intentions.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't know. But we struggle with that, don't we?
All the time, almost every day.
Yeah, because we're in a hurry. We have a bit of an impatience existing inside of us that we struggle, and we don't like God's timetable. And the hardest part is to trust in Him when He says, wait, or when we don't hear Him say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's go to this song, Trust in You by Lauren Daigle. We're going to be back on the other side to share some scripture verses with you.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your back. Tomorrow brings, there's not a day yet you have not seen us. So when all things be my life and bread, I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk.
And that was Lauren Daigle, Trust in You. Boy, I'll tell you what, hon, that's one of the hardest things that we face, trusting in the Lord, especially when we ask for something. I just want to share a Bible passage here. This is from Matthew 7, from Jesus giving the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 7, beginning in verse 7. Ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Sounds simple, doesn't it?
Sure.
But
yeah.
What happens when we ask and we don't receive? Or the Lord says, wait, because again, He's got a different schedule than we do.
That's the one I hate. Just wait. Just wait. Well, how long? How long am I going
to
wait?
That's right. All right, Lord, I got things to do. Come on.
That reminds me, when I was very much younger than I am today, all I wanted to do was be married. Right. I wanted to marry. But I wanted to marry a very good man, Catholic man. You know, I had my, list of things.
Yeah. But
the top was good Catholic man. So, oh, gosh, I started a novena to St. Joseph. I think I was 19 or 20. And I said it every day. And around when I was 23, I decided I wanted to be married. I thought 25 was the perfect age to be married. So I thought, yeah, right. Lord, 25, yeah, okay. I have 2 years. So one night I'm at dinner with my mom and my sister, and I announced this. I don't know what we were talking about, but I decided to announce this. Okay, here's the plan. I'm going to be married by the time I'm 25. Well, my sister could not stop laughing, and I didn't know why she was laughing. That sounded like a great age.
Yeah, sure.
Well, guess what happened? I didn't get married when I was 25.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because you wouldn't have met me if that was the
exactly.
Case, right?
I wasn't ready, but God knew I wasn't ready. And looking back now, I was not ready at 25 to be married. And see, he knew what he was doing.
Right.
I did not, but I got impatient.
Right, as we all do. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is, if we really look at what our Lord's saying in that Sermon on the Mount, he is saying, ask and you shall receive. Well, he's right. We will receive something. We'll get an answer to our prayer. We might not get exactly what we want.
Right.
We might get a no. God might say, no, you can't have this because it's not good for you. Or it might happen years later. And I think that's the thing that we forget sometimes, because we live in a society where we want things instantly.
And if we remember that God knows what's best for us, he knows better than we know, if we become used to thinking that way, then we'll know. Won't be easier, but we'll think, okay, well, I guess I have to be patient because he wants the best for me.
Right.
Even if I don't know what's best for me, he does.
Now, have you found that over the years, I know the answer to this, but I want to share this with our listeners. Have you found that it gets easier? That once you, the more you learn to trust him, the more you get close to him, you start to be more patient.
Of course.
Because you know he loves you.
Well, I still get upset with him sometimes, but when I stop and think, wait a minute, he loves me. He knows what's the best for me.
That's right.
Yeah, it does get easier.
That's right. Yep. And that's why I like that song that we just played, because in the song she talks about trusting when you ask the Lord to move that mountain in front of you and it doesn't move. Well, then what do? Because a lot of times he just wants you to trust him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how our faith grows. And I always like to tell people when I go out and speak around the country, I talk about this a lot. One of the things I like to say is, if you focus on the mountain that's in front of you, your faith is never going to grow. If you dwell on that problem every day, instead of dwelling on the mountain, meditate on the person who created the mountain. Talk, and this helps me. I know it helps you. You read your daily mass readings every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And that helps us.
Definitely.
Because we learn throughout salvation history, the Lord is always there for his people.
And isn't that important to look back?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Just look back and see how he's taken care of us.
Yeah.
And that really helps
to be
more patient. Just look back.
That's right. Look at us.
Yep.
We met, we didn't think we were ever going to meet. We met. We had two daughters, our twin daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, who were not supposed to be born alive.
We have a lot of things to look back
that's
on
right.
and see how good God was
so
to us.
So God has been good to us. Honey, I want to share this Bible verse, another passage from... also from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, the Canaanite woman's faith. Now, you're going to love this story. This is a reminder that sometimes you're going to ask God for something. He won't say yes. He won't say no. Sometimes he doesn't say anything. And here's the beautiful thing. There's a precedent for this. This is Matthew 15, verse 21. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and cried, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." Now, wouldn't you think that Jesus, being all loving, he's going to come to her? He's going to come to her aid, right?
Of course, right away. Right away.
Now, what happens? Verse 23, but he did not answer her a word.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. And this is the point where we often just give up and say, all right, he's not answering. I guess he doesn't want me to have this. But as the story unfolds, it gets better. And his disciples came. Here's the disciples again. These guys are all right.
Gosh.
Jesus is trying to get the job done. The disciples are, they come. They're going to help him a little bit as they like to. They came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." I love this because she's not crying after them. She's crying after Jesus. If I was Jesus, I would say, "Hey, what's this us business, right? She's crying after me. What are you? Who are you?"
They're feeling pretty good about themselves, I think.
Right. And Jesus answered. Now, this is the point where if you were this woman, your heart would begin to sink. He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And that's at the point. If I was at that point, I would say, okay.
Never mind.
Boy, do I feel stupid. I shouldn't have asked. But this is the great lesson. What she did, she persisted. First, he said nothing. Then he got the disciples saying, "Send her away, Lord." She persisted. She came and knelt before him. She knelt before him. Obviously, there's a lot of respect there, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered. This is going to go from bad to worse here. He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Okay, at this point.
I would be crawling away.
That's right. Most of us would. And she responds. She's not done yet because she had faith and she believed. She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And incidentally, the neat thing about this, if we look at the Greek where this manuscript was taken from, the Greek word that Jesus uses for dogs is actually little puppies. Mm. So it's really a term of affection. Mm. It's not as nasty as it sounds. But she comes back to him again and says, "Lord, come on, I'm not going to give up." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Here's what I want you to remember. No matter what you're facing, keep asking. Until the Lord gives you an absolute no, keep asking. Be persistent. We remember the story of St. Monica praying for her son Augustine.
I love that. Boy, she waited a long time, didn't she?
That's right.
And I only didn't even have to wait that long. I wanted to be married by the time I was 25. We got married, I was 30.
Yeah, so you were pretty close.
Seemed like forever, but it, you know.
But you wonder, what would have happened if Monica stopped praying for Augustine? What would have happened if you stopped praying to meet a husband? Mm-hmm. You know, we might have never met. That's the important thing to remember, that God is prepared to give us so many things, but we have to ask for them. He expects us to ask for things. So ask and you shall receive. Jesus wasn't kidding about this. So important to not give up and to have faith, right? And to listen to what he's saying. Sometimes you'll get a sign back. You can listen to his answer in circumstances and you'll realize, well, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe your desires will change. But if you want something and if you really believe that it's going to be spiritually helpful to you, then by all means, ask for it. And you'll get it if you are supposed to have it. You're listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. My wife Eileen is in the studio with me today. We're sharing some advice for trusting God when it's not easy. It's 18 minutes past the hour now. We're blessed to be here on Holy Spirit Radio. I want to point out that if you have any comments about the program, if you want to send an email to let this great station know that you like the show, you can reach them at 1570 AM at Holy Spirit Radio or give them a call. 215-345-1570. Let them know that you enjoy the show. We do this once a month. The program airs at 11 a.m. on the first Friday of the month. We do a repeat broadcast on that following Sunday at 2 p.m. So it's a blessing. I love doing the show. Eileen was kind enough to come in today. We really care about you. We care about your problems. We want to help you walk with the Lord. We really do. And if you can, if there's anything that I can personally do for you, maybe if you want to invite me to speak at your parish, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you have any questions, if you need prayers, please let us know. Time for another song. What do we have next?
Oh, next we have Sparrows by Jason Gray. This is so happy. I love it.
You know, are you going to be singing along?
I might.
All right. This is a song that reminds us that the Lord takes care of us. Sometimes we don't think so, but He's got us covered and He's going to take care of us. We're going to be back to chat on the other side, but right now, Sparrows by Jason Gray.
you're not on your own.
Even the Sparrows. No, that's a great song. Sparrows by Jason Gray. Isn't that a happy song?
I love it. I'm just tapping my toes here.
Yeah, I know. You're listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak, along with my wife, Eileen Zimak. Great to have you here this month, huh?
Nice to be here.
We're talking about the birds, right? They don't worry. The birds don't worry. We worry. The birds sing. They don't realize it, but God provides for the birds.
What do they do first thing in the morning?
They sing.
They sing. They have not a care in the world. Do you sing in the morning?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes.
Do I sing in the morning?
Not usually, but you know, here's the thing. We, as humans, we worry. And I talk a lot about anxiety. I talk about it at home, too, in addition to going in.
We talk about it all the time.
We do. But because I'm somebody who's struggled with anxiety throughout my life, we worry. It's an ugly message, but it's the truth. We worry because we don't trust God. Mm-hmm. We don't trust that He'll provide for us.
But that song reminds us. The sparrows, they don't worry.
That's right.
God loves us so much more than He loves the sparrows.
That's right. And in fact, Jesus said that in Luke 12, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hands of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows." Mm-hmm. And the message is clear. But I think we like to play God sometimes, and we like to forget that, we tend to want to control. Those of us who are anxious, we like to control. And if we can't control something, we worry.
It's crazy,
right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a process. Wouldn't you say that it's a process of learning to trust in the Lord?
Yes. I mean, it certainly is a lifelong process.
That's
it's
right.
been a lifelong process for me. But thankfully, I live with the worry guy. But honestly, you have helped me realize that we need to just leave it to Him.
But the Lord's been so good to me. He's working with me. And I take it one day at a time. You know me, sometimes I'll lapse and I'll begin to panic again. Because, look, 4.5 years as a full-time Catholic evangelist, not the easiest way to make a living, as you know, but the Lord has provided for us.
Yes.
And he's really taught us so much. He's taught us to trust. And with our girls, with your pregnancy with Mary and Elizabeth, we had we had doctors telling us that they weren't going to be born alive. Mm-hmm. And we turned to the Lord in prayer. We didn't know how he was going to answer. But praise God, he came through. He allowed them to be born. They're 18 years old and healthy. I mean, we're so blessed. And he got us through that.
Yes.
He's got us through so many different things. And my message to you out there, and this is something Eileen and I just talked about at the Sacred Heart Communion Breakfast in Riverton, New Jersey, was that God has gotten us through seemingly impossible situations. We looked at so many things in our life and said, this is impossible. This will never work out. Well, guess what? Everything did work out. Not always the way we expected, but God's got a plan. He's got a bigger plan than we do. And I think that's important to remember. And as far as those birds go, hearing the birds sing, I remember this from several years ago when I was having my conversion experience and I had some health issues and a mysterious ailment. You remember, hon, when I was having that.
That was scary, yeah.
It was a tough time. But what the message that I felt the Lord was speaking to me at the time was that I love the birds. And when I hear the birds chirp, in other words, I take care of all nature. And this Bible passage and the other times when Jesus talked about the birds don't worry, that resonated with me. Now, when I hear the birds chirp, I'm reminded of just how much he loves me. That little reminder through
nature.
Isn't
that comforting? Yeah. I love to hear the birds in the morning. And it's such a comfort.
I know.
It's for so many years, I didn't even hear them. But now I look forward to hearing them.
Listen, I'm a city guy, right? I grew up in Northeast Philly. I'm not a bird lover by nature. But I do love to hear the birds chirp because it reminds me just how much the Lord loves me. Isn't it great he gives us reminders like that?
So comforting.
Yeah. So you're listening to Following the Truth. We are blessed to be with you here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. It's time for another song, honey.
Oh, already?
Yep.
Okay.
What do we got?
This is a good one. This song is called Leave It There by Joey and Rory.
You might know of their story, Joey and Rory Feek. They were in the news not too long ago. Joey had been diagnosed with, I think it was ovarian cancer, and was in the process of, the cancer was in remission. It came back, and she knew she was going to die, and they were very public about this struggle. And it was difficult to hear, but it makes it more poignant when you listen to her sing these words. This is all about taking your intentions, your needs to the Lord, giving them to him, and then leaving them there. What we do sometimes, what do? We give them, and then we take them back and we start worrying again. So let's listen to this. Leave it there. Joey and Rory, we'll be back.
Ready? One, two, one, two.
Holds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare. Just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Just take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust him through your doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it. Leave it there, leave it there.
take your burden to the Lord. Oh, and leave it there. If you trust him through your doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there, leave it there.
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Joey and Rory, you're listening to Following the Truth. It's 31 minutes past the hour. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm here in the studio of Holy Spirit Radio with my wife, Eileen.
Hello, pleasure to be here.
And we're talking about trusting in God when it's not easy. You know, one of the things I liked, hon, in that song when she said, if you trust him through your doubt. We all have those moments when we're starting to doubt. And we're starting to think, Lord, you sure this is a good plan? You sure this is working? But that's when we have this opportunity to say, Jesus, I trust in you. I spent a lot of time looking at that image of divine mercy in those words. You know those words well.
Yes, I do.
And if we knew all the answers, we wouldn't have that ability to trust him.
How many times have you doubted that you're doing the right thing with your ministry?
Today?
Yeah. How many times today?
It happens all the time because I start to look at the waves crashing around me. It's St. Peter walking on the water. He was doing okay as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus.
Now, we homeschool our daughters, right. And they are juniors in high school. We just wrapped up junior year.
Yay.
Happy summer. How many times during this year have I doubted?
Many, but I just want to clarify something. You said we homeschool. That's very nice of you. You homeschool. I teach religion. That's all I do. And I'm the principal.
You're the principal.
But you're right. I mean, it's easy to doubt.
Especially when, you know, things aren't going quite well, right. Or I'm struggling getting a point across, or just thinking too far in the future. I don't like that feeling.
Me either. And it's hard, but that's the opportunity where it seems as if we're walking in the darkness, but really we know we have the Lord with us. We have his light, but we can't see 2 feet in front of us or two steps in front of us.
Because when you're right in it, you can't.
Right.
But it's so important to remember. Just, you know, take a minute and just remember that he's not gonna let you fail.
Yeah. And you know what I found, and I'm sure you've discovered this too. Because we tend to be worriers by nature. We worry about different things. You've always been the financial worrier. I've been the health worrier, which is good. We complement each other nicely. But what happens is when you tend to worry, you'll periodically give him the problem.
Yes.
And then you'll grab it back.
Yes.
And you say, well, you know what, Lord, let me take over for you a little bit, because if I'm not worrying, I don't feel like I'm doing my job, right? Because I have to do something. Because if I don't, then I'm not caring enough or whatever. We fall into that.
Or you tell me if I'm worried about, you know, what's going to happen with the girls? What's to become of them, right? That's my big line. What's to become of them? Or we should be doing more. Right. Oh, I'm not doing enough. And you say,
I'll say something like, well, maybe we should get through geometry first. Or
you say, are you doing everything
well,
that you can?
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, right.
And I say, okay, yeah, all right. So as long as you're doing everything you can, you do. You have to leave it there.
That's right. And then bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, is there anything else I can do?
Right.
And you're right. I do tell you this sometimes. If he wants you to do something, he'll let you know. It wouldn't be fair if he wanted you to do something you didn't let him know.
No, he doesn't work like that.
But the thing is, because we tend to be anxious, and look, my anxiety, I make no secret about it, it's been a great blessing in my life. Because I'm anxious, I know I need the Lord in my life, and I turn to him frequently. That's the invitation. It's the knock on the door. It's him asking you to invite him more deeply into your life, right?
But sometimes that's not easy, and that's why we're talking about this today.
That's right. If you trust him through your doubt, if you panic, I don't want you, I mean, if you panic when things are going wrong, I don't want you to panic even more thinking that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that. All it means is that you're human. Let's deal with it. Let's realize that we all have times when we don't trust him, and then turn to him and say, Lord, help me to trust you more. Right? And that works. It's not a prayer that he's going to say, well, no, you know what? I'm not going to help you with that. He's going to help us. And 1 Peter 5:7 reminds us to cast our burdens on the Lord. Why? Because he cares about us. And he really does. He cares about us. He loves us. Now, I'm excited about this next song.
Is a beautiful song. This is a sweet song. Our next song is Heart of Jesus Here, and that's by the Daughters of Mary.
Right, by the Daughters of Mary. This is an order of nuns dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I absolutely love this song. This reminds me of when I was a young child. Mm-hmm. And see, this is what the Lord told us, to be childlike and to trust in him because he loves us. I want you to just listen to this, become a little child again, and rest in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is an amazing song. It's nice and mellow. Just chill out for a couple minutes, and we'll be back. And that was Heart of Jesus Here by the Daughters of Mary. You're listening to Following the Truth. It's 40 minutes past the hour. We are talking this month about trusting in God when it's not easy. I have in studio my wife, Eileen.
Hello.
And we're talking about how to trust when it's not easy. When God is either silent or he's saying, wait, the time's not ready yet. Or it almost appears as if he's saying no. Let's talk about that. Sometimes he does say no, and it's hard to accept that.
Yes, it is.
It's hard to trust him when he says...
Because we think we know what's best for us.
Right.
And
right.
We can't understand why he doesn't see
what
we see.
Right. Did you ever give him a list where you say, okay, Lord, here's the problem, and here are the ways that I'd like it fixed. I have this option, that option, or the other, right? And you give him the options.
Okay, number one option, I really like this one, so go for that one, if you can.
Yeah, that's what I do sometimes. I spend time, and then I catch myself. I'm going through these options, and I'm pleading my case to him. Now, the reason I need this, Lord, is because if you do this, then I'll be able to. And we fall victim into that kind of
mentality.
That's
when I start to say, oh, Eileen, shut up. He's God. He knows.
That's right. And he loves us. He really does. He loves us unconditionally, and he sees the big picture. Anything that happens in our life can somehow benefit us. Even though Romans 8:28, great verse that reminds us that all things work for the good.
Not some things.
Not just the good things. But it doesn't mean that we won't ever suffer. I don't want anybody to think that. Because sometimes that suffering's necessary. That's hard, especially if it's a family member.
Yes.
We talk about our girls all the time. We want to spare them from any suffering. But sometimes that suffering's necessary. That suffering draws us closer to our Lord, and that's really important. Suffering's helped me. My anxiety has helped me. The struggles I've gone through have helped me. So I think it's important that we talk about this. That's one of the reasons I love doing this show, because I want to reach out to you who are struggling with problems, with maybe you're on the verge of despair. Maybe you're doubting the Lord. Maybe you're looking at a problem, thinking it's hopeless. It's not hopeless. With God, all things are possible. That's black and white in sacred scripture. The words of the angel to the Blessed Mother, not some things are possible with God. He can do anything. And we need to remember that. I think that's the first step, wouldn't you think?
Oh, gosh, yes. That is so important to remember, because if you get that in your head, it's kind of like a relief. Like, okay, I'll be okay.
Right.
I'll be okay. All things. I say that to myself so many times, And it's a comfort. It's hard, but it is a comfort.
Yeah, and we're constantly putting limitations on God, thinking that, well, this is impossible. He can't do this, but he can do it. He might not choose to do it, but the fact that he can do it, I think it's really comforting to know that he's all-powerful. And the more time we spend thinking about his power, the more time we spend praising him and giving him glory and worshiping him, the more we're going to realize that, instead of just dwelling on the problems, because the problems are just going to bring us down. And that's the problem. If we focus solely on the problem that we're facing, the mountain ahead of us, then we're going to lose sight of the fact that he can move mountains. And that's something we never want to lose sight of, the fact that God can move mountains. Now, we have another song here, and this one is one you introduced to me.
I love this
right?
song.
Because this is a great message.
This song is called Wait and See by Brandon Heath. I love this song because I love it for two reasons. Wait and See. Now, I love this song because when I think of myself, and I want to be good, but sometimes I really mess up, and I get down on myself. But this song reminds me that, listen, God's working on you. He's not finished with me yet, is from the song. Right. He's not finished. So don't worry. Keep working. Keep trying. You're going to fail. You're going to mess up sometimes. But it's okay. Another way.
That's a great message. That is a great message.
Another way I can look at it is when I worry about my children.
Right. That's.
It's like, what's going to happen? What if I mess their futures up? What? And then it says, wait and see.
Right.
He's not finished. Wait and see. You don't know what God's plan is. You do the best you can.
That's right.
Just wait. It's going to be good. It's going to be okay.
And we don't know the end of the story. We're dealing with incomplete data. We look at something in our life and we say, oh, that was a failure. We don't know. We're still alive. We're not at the end of the line yet.
Right.
He's not finished with me yet. And sometimes we think he's not answering our prayers, but we don't know. Maybe 5, 10 years, maybe 1 month from now, he's going to answer. So it's a great message. Wait and See by Brandon Heath.
Tennessee, late July humidity. Doctor said I was lucky to be alive. I've been troubled since the day that I got here. Troubled to the day that I disappear. That'll be the day that I finally get it right. There is hope for me, yeah. Because God. All the plans
was made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me. Never really was that good in school. I talked too much, broke the rules. Teachers thought I was a hopeless fool, alright. I don't know how, but I made it through. It's one of those things that you gotta do. I always had a knack for telling the truth. There is hope for me, yeah. Because God won't forget all the plans he's made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet. Still wondering why I'm here. Still wrestling with my fear. But time to be a man, follow my heart as far as I can. No telling where I'm ending up tonight. I never slowed down or so it seems, but singing my heart is one of my dreams. All I gotta do is hold on tight. There is hope for me, yeah. Because God is made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me.
He's not finished with me yet. That's Wait and See by Brandon Heath. A great reminder that we can't judge what's happening in our life because we're dealing with incomplete data. We don't know what plans God has in store for us. You know, I look at my own life. The fact that I am, after 30 years in software development, now working as a full-time Catholic evangelist. Now, my wife Eileen is in the studio with me today. This is exactly the way we planned it, hon, right?
Weird.
That's right. Never in a million years would any one of us thought that this is what would be happening.
Never in a million years.
Right. And what was, you remember the catalyst, the thing that really got this going? I was starting to feel this call to work for the Lord. After years as a lukewarm Catholic, I started feeling this call, and you and I were praying to the Lord, Lord, please let Gary work for you. And then he answered the prayer in an unexpected way with my job layoff. And we never talked salary with him. So he said, okay, you want to work for me? That's great. But what a great blessing it's been. So 4.5 years ago when I got laid off and launched this career, I've written 5 books, have a 6th on the way. I go out and speak around the country. I help people to grow closer to Jesus. And in the process, I'm growing closer to him, and Eileen and the girls are too.
We are too as a family. All the things that we would have missed if you have not taken a step out.
Right.
We would have missed so much. Our lives would have been so different.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of not a step out. I was kind of looking overboard, over the edge of the boat, and the Lord gave me a little kick. But that's what it takes sometimes. And I think for a lot of us, he calls us to grow closer to him, to step out in faith in a number of different ways. It could be through an illness. Could be through a job loss. And when you go through something like that, you really understand that you're not in control. Sometimes we like to fool ourselves and think, well, we're in control. I get my paycheck every 2 weeks. I've got money in the bank. I am in control. But none of us are ever in control. He's in control. And it's a good thing. Because if I was in control, I think I would mess up. I would mess up the plan a lot. But the Lord is in control. He loves us. And even though it seems at times that he's sleeping, he's busy helping somebody else, whatever it is, he's silent, he's got a plan. And often that silence is his way of getting us to trust him more. And he does that. By that silence, he gives us the opportunity to say, Lord, I don't hear you, I can't see you, but I trust in you. And I found that when we do that, things always work out, and we're a lot more peaceful.
Right? Oh, definitely more peaceful, yes. I can honestly say we are,
right?
Yes.
I mean, that's true. So I would assure you listening out there who are struggling, you might be struggling with the unemployment or some kind of a situation in your life, a health issue, turn it over to the Lord. Tell him that you're struggling. I'm a firm believer in that. Say, Lord, hey, I'm not trusting you. And then ask for the grace to trust him more. I think that's one of the best things we can do. We try to do it all by ourselves sometimes, but what I think the best thing that we really can do is imitate St. Paul and say, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. Because then I realize just how much I need the Lord to work through me. You are listening to Following the Truth. It's about 51 minutes past the hour here on Holy Spirit Radio. We do this program once each month on the first Friday of the month at 11 a.m. We repeat the show on Sunday at 2 p.m. I love doing this show. It's a blessing to be able to travel from South Jersey where we live. Now, see, here's the thing. I'm a Philly guy at heart. Eileen is a Jersey girl.
I sure am.
But we've managed to make it work somehow.
Somehow, yeah. Honey.
We have these arguments, tasty cakes versus Drake's, you know, things like that. But we're not going to go
really?
There. We're not,
okay, really?
We're not going to go
You're bringing
there
that
now.
Up?
We're not going to go there now. But it's a blessing to be so close to this station, a station that was instrumental in my conversion. You remember the days when I would listen to Holy Spirit Radio, as did you.
Oh, gosh, I love Holy Spirit Radio, yes.
Yeah. And now we're here.
I can't believe
we're
it.
We're here. So it's a great blessing to be here. Do me a favor. If you enjoy the show, let the folks at the station know. You can contact them through email 1570am@holyspiritradio.org or give them a call at 215-345-1570. If you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you're a worrier, I'd like to invite you to the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat, which will be held at the Malvern Retreat House from August 5th through the 7th. I led the retreat last year for the first time. We sold out the Family Life Center, which is the smaller air-conditioned part of Malvern. And in August, I love Malvern, but air conditioning is nice. It was just a great time. People came to this retreat, many who have never gone to the Malvern Retreat House before, who were worriers and tired of worrying. They were looking for peace. So many people found that peace during this retreat. We're doing it again this year. It was a sellout last year. I expect it to sell out again this year. So if you're interested, what you need to do is you can either go to the Malvern website, or even easier than that, go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and there's a banner right on my homepage. Just click on that. That'll take you to the registration information. You can find out about the talks. You can register. This year, I'm doing 5 brand new talks, and here they are. The Secret of Happiness, Don't Just Get Out of the Boat, Burn It. I like that one. You know, last year, we talked about getting out of the boat. This year, I'm saying, let's burn the boat. There ain't going to be no boat
That's
to
serious.
Get out of. Walking with the Lord, I Can Do All Things, Not Just I Can Do Some Things, in Him Who Strengthens Me. And finally, Unleashing the Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit go wild in your life. I'll tell you what, those of us who have been baptized, we got the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're strengthened when we're confirmed. But so many times we don't use these gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this talk is all about letting these gifts really rise up and let the Lord work through our lives. So this retreat is designed for anybody who worries and wants to grow closer to Jesus. Again, you can find out more about that by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. Now, we just have a couple of minutes here on the program. I want to thank Eileen, my lovely wife,
oh,
for joining
me.
Thank you.
It's been fun.
Hasn't it? Isn't it great talking about Jesus?
I love it.
On the radio.
It's been very nice to be here.
And we discussed trusting in God when it's not easy. It's easy to trust in Him when all is going well. And He knows that, right? He knows that. So therefore, every now and then, He lets these problems crop up in our life so that we can have that opportunity to trust Him more. And that's one of the beautiful things. The music we shared today, it was all designed to help you realize that there are going to be times in your life where you can't see what's happening next. Learn to walk in faith. Ask the Lord for help. Say, Lord, please help me. I don't know where I'm going, but I trust you. Let me know if there's anything that I need to do. I think that's the important thing to remember, that God wants us to do what we can. If there's something we can do, he wants us to do it. But he also wants us to let him do the heavy lifting. So let's do that. Let's continue to turn to him, to ask for his help, and to remember that ultimately he is in charge and that everything that he does is motivated by his great love for us. And let's face it, Jesus came to earth and he suffered and died on a cross for us. I don't know about you, but to me that sounds like somebody who really loves me. That's an incredible thing. He loves us enough to do that. He's going to love us enough to do other great things in our lives. So continue to trust him. I'm looking forward, God willing, to be back here next month on Holy Spirit Radio for our August program. If there's anything you need, please feel free to contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you'd like me to come out to speak to your parish, I'd be happy to do so. If you'd like to find out about the books that I have to help you to grow closer to Jesus, including my latest, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, or any of my books about overcoming anxiety, the website is the place to go, followingthetruth.com. It's been great to be here with you. Thank you again for tuning in. God willing, we hope to see you next month. You're going to be in our prayers, right, Eileen?
You bet.
We're going to pray for the
excellent
listeners.
Prayers.
That's right. That's right. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. And remember, until we meet again, keep following the truth of Jesus Christ. God bless you. See you next time.
Bye-bye.